It's Finally Friday on Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush.
So I tell him I'm a pro, Jack. And who do you think they give me?
The Dalai Lama himself.
So we finish 18, and he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, oh, won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that going.
And movie reviews with Andy Pate.
I think that you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Chief, mate, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Stick a fork in me, Jerry. I'm done.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush. John Rush.
All right, welcome. Friday edition, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, of course, and a little different weather this Friday than last, Andy.
Yeah, we call this icky, John.
Yeah, it's not my favorite by
any
means.
I'm from Wisconsin. I moved away from this.
Yeah, this is not my, as you know, this is not my first choice. I mean, if it's going to get cold and rainy like this, then, you know, might as well just snow and be done with it.
Do you think we'll have any more frost?
I kind of doubt
it. So you think we can plant?
No, I still wouldn't plant till Mother's Day. That old rule in Colorado, if not till after Mother's Day, I still think is probably one that most should abide by. I actually had a few people ask me that this past week, and we'll talk a little bit about that on Fix It Radio tomorrow. But yeah, nope, I would not do any of that until after Mother's Day. There's a reason for that.
Okay.
We just never know, and you don't want to go to all that hard work.
No.
And then actually have to do more hard work use the orange one there, Bruce. Bruce Simmons joining us as well. Bruce, how are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. Sorry I missed the gardening talk.
No, you're fine. We just got started. We're all good.
I planted my sugar snap peas, so.
Okay.
Those are cold hardy, though.
I was going to say, there are certain things you can plant that'll make it through some of the rougher weather, but you don't want to be planting, you know, your flowers and, just things like that. They're not going to do well if we get – and it fools us in Colorado is what I should say. We get these nice 80-degree days, then we get some of this sort of thing, and it's why they tell you in Colorado, those of you that maybe are new to this area, you just wait till Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah.
And you're typically going to be safe.
What was it? Just a few years ago, we had a really late frost and just killed a lot of people's garden.
Including some, buds on trees and things like that as well. So, yes, that can very much happen. All right. Moving on to, again, we have Bruce Simmons with us. He's our reverse mortgage professor. Bruce, number one, how are things?
They're good. I mean, interest rates are going up, unfortunately, but that's
okay. So that's a great place to start. So when they do, how does it affect somebody looking at a reverse mortgage?
It's the way we look at interest rates with reverse mortgages is we follow the U.S. Treasury Index.
Okay.
And there's so much built on expectations. So at the beginning of the year, I don't know if you noticed, but interest rates were dropping at the beginning of the year because everybody was thinking the Federal Reserve was going to lower interest rates. Well, that didn't happen, and I don't know that it's going to, actually. But now, after the March and the numbers came out with the CPI going up 3.5%, and it's now expectations are that interest rates might come down in June, maybe July. I don't even know if they're going to do that.
Well, and I beginning of the year, I really felt like by now they would, although one of our financial guys I was talking to on Wednesday – I think really sort of hit the nail on the head, and it's not being talked about much in the press. It's not only, Bruce and Andy, the fact that we're printing all this money, $1 trillion every 100 days. That's contributing, no doubt. But on top of that, the quote-unquote stimulus that we're doing in regards to the illegals that are coming across and the amount of money that's being funneled into that end of things, which does work its way back into the economy and has a way of creating inflation and raising prices. No one, of course, anywhere, including the Fed, is talking about that. So, Bruce, I think, my mind now has been shifted some on that because while I think number one, I don't think the economy is doing as great as everybody says, and I think the Fed should be lowering rates. I'm not the Fed. The Fed doesn't live on Main Street. They're not looking at the things that I just mentioned a moment ago, because if they were, they would be looking at things to stimulate the economy because it's not doing as well. I mean, you talk to anybody on the street, their dollar is not going as far, and they're struggling. Therefore, the economy's not as good as the Fed says.
I agree 100%. However, I disagree that the Fed should lower rates.
Because
it's we're going to have runaway inflation even more. What they're going to do, I think, from what I've read and seen.
But they're creating inflation with high rates also.
Right. They are. I agree. But what they're probably going to do is start buying either mortgage-backed securities and more treasuries. They're monetizing the debt. And right now, they've been letting the debt run off. If you notice, the Fed balance sheet has gone from like $9 trillion down to $7 trillion, which is crazy. But either way, they're going to start buying more and more treasuries is what they're doing. I think they'll keep the rates high.
Even.
And now what happens with reverse mortgages, as rates go up, the amount of money we can loan to people as a percentage of the value is less.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, Bruce, the crazy thing is by driving up inflation the way they have over the last couple of years, which – let's just face it, our government has not been well run, okay? We can all just say that.
Really quick, let's make sure everybody understands. The only thing creating inflation ever is government.
Oh, yeah,
nothing
always.
Nothing else.
I'm with you.
Exactly. Well, by doing that, they've been putting people in a position of needing what you offer.
Yes, they have.
And yet what you offer is now at a higher interest rate, so you can offer less of it. How does that work?
Well, basically, we have to pay off any existing debts on a house.
So if there's a $200,000 mortgage, that has to get paid off.
That's right. So if somebody calls me, they have a $200,000 mortgage, they have a $500,000 home, they're like, hey, I've got $300,000 in equity.
No, you don't.
I should.
I mean, you do, but you
don't. But it's not accessible through a reverse mortgage. Unless you're close to 80, 85 years old.
And the reason is because over time, that balance increases, correct? And they want to make sure, the feds do, they want to make sure that there's enough cushion there, which then gets rid of all the old wives' tales of, well, they're just going to take your house when this thing's over.
Right.
Well, because there's enough cushion there, that's not true, right?
Yeah, so they don't want you ending up upside down on the house.
Correct, because then they do take it.
Well,
or
no,
have
they
an
don't.
Option to, I guess you
they
could
don't,
say.
The heirs still inherit the house no matter what happens.
But any smart heir would say, why would I want to pay off more than the house is worth?
You don't have to. When an heir inherits the home, they've got four options.
Okay.
They have to ask themselves two questions. Number one, do they want to keep the home?
Correct.
And number two, what's do they? All of a sudden, I'm drawing the blank. Oh, do they want to keep the home? And
well, I'm assuming
it's more owed on it than
it's
worth.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So, yeah, I'm assuming they're looking at the balance due.
So the balance due is say $300,000. The value of the home is $200,000.
Okay.
Just to keep the numbers simple.
Let's do that.
They can keep the home if they want to. And pay 95% of the value of the home. So they only pay 95%
of $200,000.
And then the rest gets paid off with mortgage insurance.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a new one on me. I don't know if you and I have ever really
discussed
this in
that
way. No, I just learned something. I did not know that. So even if the home becomes, quote unquote, upside down, the heirs have the option of just paying up to 95%. I'm assuming there's appraisal that's done at that point to determine the real value, right?
Yes.
Ah, I didn't know that.
And now if they don't want to keep the house,
they
just clean it out, and they could sign what's called a deed in lieu of foreclosure over to the lender and walk away. The lender has zero recourse on any other assets that the homeowner owns.
Meaning they want to make sure that cushion is pretty sizable, right?
Yep.
To avoid that, right?
That's right, because that's part of the reason of the negative perception of reverse mortgages in 2008. There were a lot of people upside down on the house. We would loan 60-70% of the value back in the early 2000s to people. And then when the values dropped and people passed away, then the bank ended up owning these homes that were overvalued.
I see.
And the more on.
So that's when those changes came.
That's right.
So right now, currently, what's that max percentage that can happen? Or does it depend on the home?
It depends on your age.
Age
and interest rate.
Okay.
Right now, given the interest rates, somebody that's about 85 years old could get access to about 50% of their equity.
Okay.
Somebody that's 62 or 63 is going to get about 30%.
Because there's a longer time frame
can
run, right?
Yeah, I always say we have to lower the amount of money we're willing to loan up front because it will accumulate at a faster pace over time. And if you stay there for another 30 years, it can add up.
And the institution, again, this is a lending institution.
Yeah.
They want to make sure that they're solvent with that property all the way through, correct?
Yep. And, I mean, there's the backup of the mortgage insurance, but FHA
they don't want
to
that
keep,
used unless they has to be,
that's
right?
It's just like any insurance. There's this big pool of money, and it's there for emergencies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, but for a lot of you listening, and some of you listening are in really great shape. What I mean by that is there are some of you out there listening that may very well own a $1 million home or more and have very little mortgage on it.
Yep.
And if that's you, then a reverse mortgage still makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, there are, I think, and even in just the Denver area, there are hundreds of thousands of people probably that could benefit from this that they don't, because they either don't understand it or they're worried about it. They're just misconceptions. Okay. Yeah.
So get rid of those misconceptions. Call Bruce, 303-467-7821. As I always say, if you're driving around and you have, you know, and you miss that number, by the way, you're driving around, you miss that number, just give Bruce a call. You can find him also by going to klzradio.com or my website, rushtoreason.com. Either one of those, you'll find Bruce listed there. You can call him directly from there. And as always, Bruce, thank you. I thank you. I learned something today that I didn't know about that end of things. I learned something. So thank you very much. I appreciate
you
that.
You bet. Yes.
The more I talk to you, the more I learn, and I can almost fill in for you if you're not here. So
there you go.
That's
what
I really learned on. So thank you. I appreciate that.
I appreciate you.
You want to hang around? Or
sure, I'll stick around. Okay. I want to hear the movies.
So we'll have Bruce
this.
Here through movies as well. But again, if you need anything, please give him a call. Level Engineering also. A lot of misconceptions when it comes to solar also. Give Alan Davis a call today. Find out how that might work for you. Find him at klzradio.com.
If you live in Colorado and do not have solar, Alan Davis with Level Engineering will save you money on your electricity bill. Without having solar installed, you're missing out on one of the great benefits of living in Colorado. When you own your own home, solar is a no-brainer because you can lower your monthly utility bill. Lock in your rate to pay for the solar panels, around 5%, and miss the 10 to 20% annual power bill increase. Looking at your utility bills, you'll see that your power comes from a coal plant hundreds of miles away. Over 50% of your bill is for transporting that electricity from the plant to your home, farm, or business. It's like ordering a pizza for $20, and when it gets to you, the delivery driver tells you to pay $55 due to the $35 delivery charge. You wouldn't do that. So why would you pay more with your power bill? Lower your utility bills and increase the equity in your home. Call Alan Davis at 303-378-7537 to learn how he can help you. Or go to klzradio.com/solar.
Hi-Fi Plumbing, right now, $100 off your next visit. Just give them a call today and have them out to your home. And again, that's $100 off. Call them at 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE.
Now is the time to call Hi-Fi Plumbing for all those things you've put off. Hi-Fi Plumbing has the tools and expertise to diagnose whatever your plumbing problems are. Gurgling toilets making you wonder if you have ghouls hiding in the pipes? Slow drains may mean you're on borrowed time. Drippy faucets can keep you up all night. During the month of April, and for KLZ listeners only, High Five will give you $100 off for any basic repair. Things like slow drains, strange plumbing noises like gurgling toilets, or anything out of the ordinary could be bigger problems lying in wait. You don't want to miss this opportunity to find out before it's too late and even more costly. High Five has the highest standards for training their techs, and that means you'll know whether it's just a small thing or something that needs fixed now. Reach out to High Five Plumbing today to get $100 off a repair. Just tell them you're a KLZ listener. Call 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE to fix it for good.
All right, speaking of homes, like we were talking to with Bruce a moment ago, give K&R a call today. They'd love to represent you when it comes to buying or selling a home. And as I say, always take the stress out of that. 720-437-8210.
K&R Home Transitions sees your home for the value underneath. Don't take our word for it. Here's one of their recent clients about why they'll sell your home faster and for a higher price.
What impressed me most was their ability to understand the true value of our home. And when I say value, I'm not talking about the worth. I'm talking about what makes our house special. Even we are so familiar with our house, we didn't understand the little things that made our house very different from other houses. That's what won us over. When they started talking about little things like backsplashes and others that adds more value to your house and helps another buyer understand why your house is special than even the house down the street.
The value for your home is something that a great agent should see and talk to you about. Cat and Robin can get you more money faster for your home. So contact K&R at klzradio.com/homes to start.
All right, Roof Savers of Colorado, and as we look outside on a rainy day like this, make sure that your roof is doing what it should be, which is, by the way, keeping you nice, warm, and dry. And if you have any problems with your roof at all, give Dave a call today. He can extend the life of your roof as well. Roof Savers of Colorado, 303-710-6916.
Everywhere, new life is bursting forth, from budding trees to the blossoming flowers. So why not give your roof new life too? Hi, I'm Elizabeth Hart.
And I'm Madison Hart. We want to tell you how our RoofMax rejuvenation treatment can add up to 15 years of life to your existing roof without spending thousands on a replacement. RoofMax is a 100% plant-based, bio-friendly product that rehydrates dry and minorly damaged shingles.
And it gets better. When you restore your roof with RoofMax, you help find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. RoofMax has set a goal to help find forever families for 25,000 children waiting in foster care by 2030 through the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption. Are you ready to rejuvenate your roof and help provide a child with the home they deserve? Call our dad, Dave Hart, with Roof Savers Colorado at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com.
Call today at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com to see if your roof qualifies for the treatment.
Suck it up, Buttercup. Back to Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John Rush together with Bruce Simmons, and I am Andy Pate. And John, are you ready for a movie?
Not this one.
Not this one. This is so not your...
The next one, yes, but not this one.
John, the last couple of years have been a horror show for you because of how many horror movies have been coming out. I mean, Hollywood has been churning them out. Boom, boom,
they hate
boom,
me.
Boom. They do. It is personal. You know, and just so you know, a message from Hollywood to John. It's personal. Okay. Well, John, the scariest horror movies often have a child as the villain. They really do. Aren't those the scariest ones?
The Omen.
Oh, yeah. The creepiest ones are with a kid as a villain. Well, we do it again in Abigail.
So whose kid is she?
A very wealthy man who's about to be $50 million poorer.
That's $7 million per person.
Where am I? Who are you?
I'm here to make sure you're safe. You can call me Joey.
I'm Abigail.
Like Pinky promised you.
It'll all be over soon.
Are you hungry? I could bring you something to eat.
Joey? I'm sorry about what's gonna happen to you.
This whole thing is a trap. We kidnapped a vampire. A ballerina vampire. How do we kill it?
Crucifixes.
Stake through the heart.
Daylight is a big one.
We need to find a way out of here. We split up. This is just a game to her.
What can I say? I like playing with myself.
Hello?
And there you have it. Bruce, what do you think? Does that sound fun?
I remember seeing the previews of this. So I guess, from what I can tell, they kidnap some girl and she's a vampire?
Yes, that's exactly
fun.
What happens.
That's fun.
Well, let's jump right in. A group of criminals have been hired to do a simple kidnapping. They got to grab this 12-year-old daughter of a prominent citizen and hold her overnight for ransom. Well, this team is full of roles. There's the former medic, and she's the star of the film, Joey. Now, by the way, none of these are their real names. They got to not share their real names. But anyway, she's played by Melissa Barrera, who now is becoming quite the screen queen. She's in a lot of these movies. Then you got angry team leader Frank. He's played by Dan Stevens, a terrific actor. You got the stoic ex-Marine. You got a tech genius played by Catherine Newton, who's in a lot of stuff now. And you got this big thug named Peter. Well, they grab the girl. She's a ballerina named Abigail. And they're told they just need to hold her for one night in a big house to get $50 million. John, if it sounds easy, it's probably too easy, don't you think?
Uh-huh.
Isn't that one of your rules of business? Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Well, guess what? John, you're right. And maybe you should have consulted these guys before they kidnapped her. Abigail is a maniacal vampire. She's a savage monster like those in the Aliens movies. I mean, seriously, oh my gosh, I would almost rather face them. But this monster likes to play with her food. She acts innocent, frightened, and then devours her victims. Well, naturally, the house is locked from the outside, so our shrinking little group must find a way to stop this little land shark. It seems nothing will work. She's too powerful. And boy, she is. Okay, there isn't much you can do against her. Now, there are some laughs along the way. This is partly a comedy at times, as the criminals can get some funny lines. That's good. But most of all, this is a terrifying monster movie. Can anyone survive a night with Abigail? And, John, that's the story of Abigail. What do you think?
Again, not my kind of movie, but hey, whatever.
So you're not going to see it 3-4 times?
And... No.
No, okay. Well, what works in Abigail? First of all, Alicia Weir, she's now 14. She was 13 at the time of this filming. She is perfect as Abigail. I think she's a young Irish actress. And she, by the way, she is actually a dancer. She's a very good dancer. Well, there's always a strategy and mayhem behind her eyes. And you can tell. Keep in mind now, she isn't really 12. She's hundreds of years old. So this is a very smart person and not very nice. Next, Melissa Barrera. She has become a solid screen queen. She's very good at this. Well, Catherine Newton, you may not know her, but she's a very funny actress, and she's funny in this, too, as the tech wizard, who is also just very flaky. Next up is Dan Stevens and the rest of the guys. All of them, they do their part in this meat grinder. Every one of them plays their role very well. But for the most, you know, for most of the movie, there's a nice pace. That's a nice thing. All right. We've had a lot of movies that drag lately. This one, for the most part, does not drag. It moves along and they keep the scares coming. Now, there's an interesting leadership dynamic. And John, I wanted to talk to you about this. So often in a business, you have one person who's the official leader. And this can be at a business, a church, a family, anywhere. Mm-hmm. Right. But another asserts themselves when the chips are down. They are like the social leader. Yep. Have you noticed this?
Yep.
And that often happens. Well, that's true in life, and it's true in this movie, as really Melissa Barrera, her character is more the real leader. Mm-hmm. She's the one who's really going to help them get through this. Next, there's some good humor and some very witty lines, a very offbeat humor that they have in this movie, and I kind of like that. And finally, they have a truly horrifying scene with a mass grave of bodies. Let's just say Abigail has been a busy little girl, all right? What doesn't work in Abigail? Well, here's the biggie, too much stupid. What's the commercial, John?
The old Geico commercial?
Exactly. You know, don't hide behind the chainsaws.
Let's run behind those chainsaws.
Oh, this is worse. This is worse. Okay, we're all being hunted, so let's split up.
Oh, my word. I
was thinking Scooby-Doo when I heard that.
Yes, exactly. Well, only this time it wasn't the janitor wearing a mask in the... somebody a little worse is after them. They're being hunted by this killer. With superpowers, obviously, and so they split up to go find her. I mean, at another point, well, it looks dead. Let's drop our weapons. Uh-huh. No. I mean, these are stupid people. I get it, but come on. At moments like that, when they do something that stupid, you realize, okay, I'm watching a movie. I'm not actually experiencing this. It's a little too long. Even with all the fast and vicious kills, they could have gotten to it a little faster at a few points. They drag out just a few moments. Okay, there's a ridiculous amount of blood. That's next. More isn't always better, Hollywood. It just looks less real, mm-hmm. right? When you're doing it over the top just to be a movie, it's kind of like, guys, just do the kills and let it go. Next, this is big, implausibility. One moment, Abigail can be held down by a big man. Okay, you got that one big thug who's in, and he can hold her down. And he really is. The next, she's smashing down jail cell iron bars. Hmm. Okay, anybody who can literally smash down jail cell iron bars, you don't got to hold her down with a big guy. Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay, stuff like that. It was implausible. It was kind of killing the mood of the movie. I really want to be feeling like I'm really there, because I got news for you. In a lot of ways, it's a very well-made movie and a terrific villain. This is one of my favorite villains of the year. Okay. Wow. Couple more things. There's a real lost opportunity with Joey, the star. She displays this uncanny ability to read people in one scene where she can tell each person about their past because she can just read them. No special powers. She can just read people. And then they never use it again. It's such a cool thing, and they never use it again. I have no idea. This should have been her strength. And finally, another lost opportunity. While there are some funny lines, there were opportunities for more. They could have had more humor, especially when you have a cast like this that can deliver them. A lot of these little horror movies, they have these casts that, let's face it, they're throwaway teenagers, right? Just run them through the mill. This had a cast of good actors. And each one did their role. They did their character really well. And so each one of them could have delivered a lot more funny lines. And I kind of came out of this thinking, man, you could have flown higher with this thing. All right. Rotten Tomatoes liked Abigail. They gave it 83%. Wow. I like it, too. I'm not going to go quite that high. I'm going to give it 3.5 stars. And once again, because of implausibility and just the too much stupid. Let's separate. What? Okay, you know, and right. Let's let Landshark pick us off one right. by one. Stupid things like that brought it down to 3.5, but this is still very much a worthwhile movie. Political 3 doesn't say a thing. Moral religious, I'm going to give it a 2 just because, I don't know, man, that's just too much blood. Okay, it was silly, and a silly amount of blood.
Okay.
I mean, it was funny in Team America, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah, okay, well, folks, do I recommend going to Abigail? Yes, I do. I think if you want to go and watch a ballerina vampire hunt a bunch of stupid people, this is the movie for you. And by the way, it's the movie for me. I like seeing it too. Go to Abigail, see it on the big screen because it will be worth it.
All right, that is Abigail. We'll be right back. Veteran Windows and Doors, free installation right now. When you call Dave, give him a call today. Find him at klzradio.com.
Veteran Windows and Doors guarantees every window and door they install is installed correctly. That means insulated, flashed, and sealed on the inside and outside for your benefit. It's because they follow stricter installation codes than what is required to protect you and your home from any additional costs or problems. And Veteran commits to a 5-year labor warranty because they want to go the extra mile. They are that confident in their craftsmanship and product. Veteran Windows and Doors will take time to make sure your home is weathertight during installation so that you remain comfortable throughout the entire process. Veteran promises they will always be there for you on the phone and in person in the rare chance any issues arise. Other companies give you a shorter labor warranty, and they may never return your call. For the month of April, enjoy free installation on your windows and doors with Veteran. Check out Veteran Windows and Doors today at klzradio.com.
All right, Affordable Interest Mortgage, Kurt Rogers. Call Kurt today. Find out what he can do for you on a mortgage, 720-895-0500.
Are you waiting for rates to go down? Are all of your monthly payments too much? No room for taxes or insurance increases? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Do you have rates in the 3s and 4s on your mortgage? We can help you lower your total monthly payments by $700 to $1,200 a month. Money saved is money earned. 720-895-0500, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Have you purchased a home in the last 2 years? With rates down 1% to 1.5%, start saving hundreds now. Take AIM and let our experience save you money. 720-895-0500. Have you taken out an FHA or VA loan? With rates dropping, they offer a streamlined loan that requires no income verification, no increase in current payoff, no appraisal required, and payments $250 to $400 a month lower. And you may also be able to skip 2 payments. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. We have been saving homeowners thousands since 2001. It's like giving yourself a raise. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. NMLS 217147, regulated by DORA, equal credit lender.
All right, insurance, we all need it. In fact, if you're a business owner, you need business insurance as well, and group insurance analysts can help you with all of that. E-GIA.com.
Finding insurance can be confusing, and picking the wrong plan can cost you thousands of dollars out of your pocket. You need an independent insurance broker to help you find the best coverage that fits your needs and at the very best premium. Call Paul Lenigro at GIA Insurance and his team of independent insurance specialists We'll help you find the right plan for your needs. As independent brokers, GIA Insurance does not work for any insurance company. They can shop the market and find you the best premium for the coverage that you need. GIA never charges fees, and your premiums will never be any higher than going directly to the insurance companies or buying online. Receive the local hands-on service you don't get with a call center or online. Whether it is your home, auto, Medicare, life, ACA, health, or business insurance, GIA has got you covered. They've been doing this as independent brokers since 1984. Call 303-423-0162, extension 100, or go online to e-gia.com.
Now, back to Rush to Reason, presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, and John Rush, are you ready for a movie?
This one, most definitely.
Okay, well, you know, when you're fighting Nazis, John, you don't need to be nice.
Very true. You shouldn't be nice.
You need to be naughty.
That's right.
And we get plenty of that in the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare.
Gus March Phillips, I have a mission I want you to lead. Thank you, Sergeant.
What's the plan?
To neutralize the German U-boats in the North Atlantic.
We're losing the war.
Hitler is not playing by the rules, so neither are we.
If I'm to do this, I'll need my own team. You won't like them. They're all...
No!
Mad.
They'll need to be.
This is an unsanctioned, unauthorized mission. If we fail, England will be condemned to a lifetime under the German boot.
Operation are reckless.
Abort this mission now.
Hello, can't hear you. Please do off.
That was a pretty funny moment,
yes.
Don't you think?
Yes.
Okay, how's that sound, John?
Sounds good.
All right.
I've watched the previews. It looks pretty good.
Well, in World War II, Winston Churchill formed the first Black Ops. Special Forces Unit. It was a top secret combat unit filled with rough characters who played dirty. By the way, this is based on a true story, and it's based on documents that were just recently unearthed 8 years ago in 2016. Just so you know. Okay, well, when he is told to negotiate with Hitler, which is true, he was, but he has a Brigadier Gubbins, a guy named Brigadier Gubbins, played by Cary Elwes, and he has him create Operation Postmaster. Once again, that's historical. Now, the mission? Sink an Italian vessel supplying German U-boats. It's very important.
Okay.
Well, leading these rogues is Gus. He's played by Henry Cavill. I like him, don't you?
Yes.
I've always really liked him. Well, he's a wisecracking guy who takes chances. Gus is in prison, unfortunately, but he has a track record of success pulling off the most daring operations. Well, Gus's team, they have an Irish sailor named Henry. And he's a great navigator. They have Freddy the Frogman Alvarez. He's for diving and explosives. He's a specialist. You got, Anders. And he's played by huge Alan Richson. You know him.
Mm-hmm.
He's called the Danish Hammer. He's a skilled archer. And he's also great in all kinds of warfare. Basically, he's a killing machine. And the last member is Jeffrey Appleyard, a genius strategist. But Jeffrey is being held and tortured by Germans on the Canary Islands. So they need a rescue. So they're off to rescue him. And this requires two more of the team. Now, one of them is Richard. He's a black undercover agent who runs the island casino there. So he's already in bed on the island. And then you got Marjorie. She's played by Isa Gonzalez, a gorgeous actress who is secretly a Jew. Well, Richard and Marjorie, they must stall and occupy the Nazis with entertainment. But the Nazis are led by the suspicious commandant, Heinrich Lure. He's played by Till Schweiger. Do you know Till Schweiger?
Mm-mm.
He's actually very good, and he's the villain, of course, of this movie, and he's suspicious of everything. Well, despite many setbacks, this ragtag group, they must complete the mission and save the day. And that's really the story of the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. Bruce, what do you think?
I think it sounds fantastic.
All right.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Well, what works in the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare? First of all, this movie is supposed to be stupid fun, and it generally is. Don't overanalyze a movie that's supposed to be stupid fun.
Yeah.
And I do my best not to, okay? Next, one big advantage that savages have is that they will do things we won't. And this is a big advantage the Nazis have. For instance, we don't cut heads off civilians. Terrorists do. Okay. We don't torture for information. Our World War II foes sure did. Okay. They had a big advantage. Savages always think the things you can't imagine doing, I consider a normal Tuesday. Well, in this case, we turn the tables. And we have guys who consider a normal Tuesday doing all worse things than the savages will do. And they love it. So it's fun to see the savages meet savagery. It's very much like Inglourious Bastards. You remember that movie? Did you see that with Brad Pitt? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's got that same kind of feel. Henry Cavill, he does a nice job with one-liners. Alan Ritchson is a perfect killing machine. And basically everybody in the movie plays their part. You know, they function, they play their part and play off each other. All right. What doesn't work in the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare? Oh, my. The line of ducks at a shooting gallery put up more fight than these Nazis. I mean, it's ridiculously easy to mow them down. John, you know, it's kind of fun for parents maybe to take their kids to a shooting gallery, and you get to spend a few minutes there, and it's really kind of fun to do that. Ever notice how bored the guy is who runs the gallery?
Yeah, he just watches.
He's miserable.
Yeah.
Yes, he's watching this all day, every day. And let me tell you something. When you just watch ducks getting mowed down, well, this movie's 2 hours long. Okay, it's not a few minutes watching your kids. Just to give you the idea, the Germans, they put up no fight at all. Every one of them just falls, drops. I mean, they're ridiculous. There are a couple little fight scenes, you know, with Alan Ritchson. But really, guys, it's beyond predictable. The Germans are also completely unaware. Every German, you know, guard on duty has no idea who is behind them, ever. They're totally oblivious. It's like sneaking up on a cardboard cutout. Every single one of them. The editing is pretty weak. This is 1 hour of story and 2 hours of movie. It really is. And boy, oh boy, you did not need 2 hours of movie here. The Germans are laughably stupid. Notice how I'm talking a lot about the enemy. You need a good villain to make a movie really run. You got the one guy he's kind of scary, but the army, the people you're fighting against are so not scary. I was expecting Colonel Klink any moment to stride out on the... When you don't, there's no tension when there's nobody fighting you.
Yeah.
Nobody of any quality. Alan Ritchson, who is now every movie critic's hero and, you know, heartthrob after coming out as a hardcore leftist this week. So now, you know, all the movie critics love him. It was kind of funny watching how they've switched on how they review him. You would think he was doing Hamlet. To be honest, he was okay, but his Swedish accent was painful and intermittent. Do you remember the Swedish Chef?
Yeah,
I kind of had that feel, like the Swedish Chef. Gosh. And he held knives, too, just so you know. They had the worst Winston Churchill in movie history.
That's too bad.
Yeah,
but it's not close. Okay, whoever is second place was magnificent compared to this guy. Mm. He doesn't sound like Winston. He doesn't look like Winston. He's nothing like Winston. Maybe this was a trans actress. I mean, this was a clean miss. It was unbelievable. My wife and I came out of the movie. It was like, and she's like, "That was Winston Churchill." I'm just like, "No."
At least dress the guy up to make him look like that.
Yeah. Yes, because you know you can do the makeup and everything. You can make it
absolutely
happen. They didn't even really try.
You need a little bit of a portly guy to play part.
Well, they did. They had a chubby guy.
Okay, that was it.
Yeah,
but
that was it.
Dress him up like him or nothing.
Yeah. Chris Farley would have been funny.
Well, then, yeah.
Okay. It needed to be funnier. Okay, Abigail had much better humor than this movie.
Oh, wow.
Which is surprising, right, because you're looking at this movie and it comes off as a funny movie.
Yeah,
and there are
the previews make it look funny.
And there are some witty moments. Don't get me wrong. There are some funny moments, but it's a two-hour movie, John. I was dying, Okay, midway through this thing, I was just like, please move this along, please. Mm-hmm. It's a, like I said, it's an hour of story smashed into 2 hours of movie. It was really tough. Okay, Rotten Tomatoes gave this 71%. Now, this is a very difficult movie to review because different people are going to see this kind of movie different. I'm going to review it for everyone, but different viewers are bothered by different things. Action fans often don't care if the story moves or if the villains fight back.
True.
Just have them drop. Boom, 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 boom. Hey, man, Arnie has done that in some movies.
Good effects and so on. They're pleased.
Right. And so they don't care. And I understand that. I'm trying to take that into account. Me, I was the kid working at the shooting gallery.
Okay. You're bored.
Oh, wow. I was massively bored. So just so you know, for me, this was a 1 star. But for general audiences, I'm going to give it 2.5.
Okay.
3.5, I think, would be for people who are just absolutely, I want brain dead, people falling, no believability.
Fast and Furious watchers.
Well, Fast and Furious is more interesting.
Because for
than
a
this.
Car guy like me, that movie is totally, totally boring.
Okay, now, you know what? That's a good point. You're a car guy, okay? I'm a movie guy.
Okay.
Right? And so I want to see a story. I want to see the characters. Mm-hmm. Don't worry. I don't want deep development of the characters. That would slow down a movie like this, right? You don't want that. But just, I want some kind of enemy. Just not cardboard cutouts that you're just. Yeah. They were literally.
It's like you watching. It's like me watching Fast and Furious.
It was like you watching Fast and Furious.
Which I'm
watching
watch.
Actors stroll across a set, shooting at people who just drop and aren't fighting back and killing people, sneaking up behind people 50 different times and killing them with a knife when the people have no idea they're coming over and over. That's like you watching Fast and Furious when you're a car guy.
Right. I won't watch it. It just
it's pure torture
kills
for
me.
You.
Yeah, it drives me nuts. Yes, I can't do it.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. All right. Quality, I'm going to give it 2.5 stars. I'm going to give it a dead even score because I believe that people who can, I think some people just watching enough Germans go down won't mind that it's really not that funny.
Got it.
And the story isn't moving. Okay. Political 3, didn't say anything. More religious 3, you know. Considering the movie,
it is what it is.
You got a little content, but you know, not enough to where you're going to care. And obviously, you got a lot of people dying. There you go. The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. Do I personally recommend going and putting down the money and seeing this on the big screen? No. But if you are really into this kind of movie and you love every action film that comes out, you saw Conan the Barbarian and you thought it was art, by all means, go see the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare on the big screen because I do think that's a good place to have it seen on a big screen.
Just because of the type of movie it is.
Just because of the type. Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's not U571, which was also a great movie.
Got it.
But you know what I mean.
Okay.
Big screen, fine.
Makes sense. Yes. All right. That's it, folks. The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. That's a mouthful, by the way. When I was doing the promo for this, I'm like talking all over myself.
It's pain.
Oh, my word. Get a better title next time. But anyways, Gino's Auto Service is next, folks. And good friend of mine would love you to take your vehicle in, and Steve will take great care of you. Steve Horvath, the owner there. Gino'sAutoservice.com, and Gino starts with a J.
Gino's Auto Service in Littleton is having a strut sale. Struts help in the stability and handling of your vehicle and provide a better ride. This month, get a $50 NAPA rebate with the installation of 2 NAPA Quick Struts or a $150 rebate with 4 NAPA Quick Struts. Have you had your struts checked recently? At Gino's, we check your struts every oil change. Stop in this month and we'll check your struts for free. For over 40 years, Gino's Auto Service has been serving Littleton and customers along the Front Range. We back up our work with NAPA's nationwide, peace of mind, 36-month, 36,000-mile warranty. To make your life simpler, Gino's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Don't forget to check out all our Gino's Google reviews for a good snapshot of our business. Give us a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon. Stop in or visit us online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Gino's with a J.
All right, Cub Creek Heating and Air Conditioning, $50 off their AC tune-up special. Call them today. Yeah, I know, looking outside, you're thinking, I don't need AC, but you will probably on Sunday and Monday. So give them a call. Find them at klzradio.com.
Ream Certified Pro Partners, Cub Creek Heating and AC knows the right way to maximize your money for your home's unique heating and cooling needs. They stay up to date on the latest tax breaks, rebates, and other incentives. And that means you get the best all-in price when installing new heating and air. They are not commissioned salesmen. They're simply passionate about their trade and have exceptional integrity. They will come to your home, analyze what you have and what your needs are, and work with you on getting the equipment that makes the most sense for you. Cub Creek Heating and AC helps you make decisions that work for your home and your wallet by saving you up to $3,800 in tax breaks, rebates, and incentives that make sense to your needs. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation with Cub Creek at klzradio.com/HVAC. Cub Creek services all equipment manufacturers.
All right, Dr. Scott Faulkner, if you want a doctor that really thinks like we do here at KLZ and Rush to Reason, you hear me talk on Health and Wellness Wednesdays, Thursdays again with Dr. Kelly, give Dr. Scott a call. He would love to be your doctor. 303-663-6990.
Do you want to improve your health, fitness, and beauty? Are you an athlete recovering from an injury? A weekend warrior who is sore from your last workout? Do you have a chronic medical condition trying to meet a health and wellness goal? Or maybe you are looking for a great doctor who thinks the way you do. Dr. Scott Faulkner and Castle Rock Regenerative Healthcare is your path to a healthier tomorrow. Owner Dr. Scott is a board-certified internal medicine specialist, bringing decades of experience and expertise to the table. Dr. Scott is a true advocate of the latest advancements in healthcare. That's why he uses umbilical-derived stem cells, which have been clinically proven to be the most potent stem cells available. Worried about being lost in the crowd of impersonal healthcare? Fear not. Dr. Scott is a big picture doctor, not beholden to big pharma like some other providers. He takes the time to understand your unique needs and will customize your healthcare to fit you, your body, and your lifestyle. Reach your full potential and achieve your goals. Call Dr. Scott today at 303-663-6990 or visit him online at castlerockregenerativehealth.com or find him at rushtoreason.com.
All right, Ridgeline Auto Brokers, two locations to serve you, one in Boulder, one in Fort Collins. They'll repair or sell you a new car as well. Give them a call today. Find him at ridgelineautobrokers.com.
Are you in the market for a reliable car that won't break the bank? Drive Radio sponsor, Ridgeline Auto Brokers, specializes in quality used cars that cost between $15,000 to $25,000, making them a great option for first-time drivers or anyone looking for a good deal. They pride themselves on providing a transparent and hassle-free car buying experience. That's why at Ridgeline, they never charge a dealer fee. Plus, all vehicles are inspected by Legacy Automotive, a Colorado Select member and sponsor of Drive Radio. For a limited time, they are offering first-time customers the first oil change for only $1. Every car comes with a 30-day warranty, with the option to purchase a service contract. And at Ridgeline Auto Brokers, there are competitive financing options to fit your budget. If you cannot make it to the dealership in person, there are videos of all Ridgeline cars for sale on their website at RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Call today at 303-442-4141 to schedule a test drive or visit RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Ridgeline Auto Brokers, the smartest way to buy a car.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Question of the day yesterday: how many feet is the shortest international bridge? The answer is just 32 feet. It's a bridge that connects a home to its island backyard, and it is said to cross over the U.S.-Canadian border. So there you go.
All
32
right.
feet. That's not very long.
No, not very long.
30 feet. So, now, all right, today's impossible question of the day. Answer on the RushToReason.com website. Name the film that features a tabloid photographer called Paparazzo, the character who is the origin of the term paparazzi. Paparazzi. I'm not saying that right, am I?
Paparazzi.
Get the T's where the Z's are, the T's.
Yeah.
So there you go. Name the film. And I have no idea what film this would have been, so I would never guess this.
I wouldn't know.
Charlie, any ideas? He has no ideas either. All right. Answer this on the RushToReason.com website. All right. In other news, in This one is so weird. I really don't even know how to comment on this. By now, most of you have probably already seen making the news circuit, especially any of you that are on X, the Trump trial and the... It has to be somebody that's just not all there that set themselves on fire outside of the courthouse.
Yeah, have they figured out why?
I have no idea.
I have no idea.
What a just weird, gruesome thing to even watch. What I can't imagine any worse thing to ever do to yourself.
Do you think it's just somebody who knew that this was going to be a place with a lot of cameras?
Yeah, and I think, Charlie, we were talking before the shows today, and you know, somebody that I think has probably had some mental difficulties in the past, and he's wrote some different things, and I think he was some sort of a quasi journalist to if you want to throw him into that category, just a very, very disturbed individual. Now, here's what I wanted to comment on more than anything, though. If you go to X and you read any of the comments, which, by the way, it's never a laughing matter when someone dies. I don't care how they die. I don't care what side of the aisle they're on. I don't care where they've come from. It's just not something that, in my opinion, you should do in good taste. That doesn't keep liberals, though, from commenting.
Oh, no.
Because liberals are
they have no conscience.
Heart. Those of you that are on the left, by the way, go read the comments from your side and tell me how they're okay. I mean, comments like, you know, Trump should be now on trial for this murder that was committed outside, you know, nothing about this individual and the fact that they burned themselves up, but now let's make it Trump's fault. What a bunch of knuckleheads, Andy.
They don't care.
They don't care. They're just knuckleheads.
Oh, yeah. Can I give another example?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, my wife was online on, like, Facebook or, you know, and there was a sad scene with two homeless people who had a child, a little cute little child.
Right.
And, of course, you know, the concern is it was assumed these homeless people are on drugs.
Right.
Okay. It's not a place for the kid to be.
Correct.
And so Corey and some others were commenting adoption. You know, maybe somebody needs to hold the child for a while
while
they get straightened out, right?
Agree.
There were comments coming in from people saying, this is why we need abortion.
Oh, jeez.
See,
kid instead.
Right. This child never should have been born.
Oh, my word.
Okay. We've got a cute little kid standing right there, and they're literally talking about that human should be aborted.
Who you have no idea down the road what that child may become.
Right.
By letting it live.
Yeah. The left, one other thing, the other day I was taking a walk real quick here, and there was a school group and a couple teachers, they were walking a group of Down syndrome kids, and they were wonderful, and they were waving me, I was waving back.
Great, great, great.
Oh, the most wonderful people in the world.
Absolutely.
How many people on the left feel that they shouldn't even be here? A lot.
Those are individuals that don't know the joy, and I mean this because I've known some of these individuals. I don't have a disabled child, but I will tell you that any parent of those kids will tell you the pure joy they've received, even though there's a lot of issues and work and so on involved in doing that, Andy, but the pure joy those parents receive in raising those kids.
Agreed. So I think we can agree to become a liberal means to kill your conscience. I believe in a lot of cases that's true.
Cannot disagree with you at all. All right, Golden Eagle Financial coming up next. And as you look forward to your financial future, make sure you're all dialed in. And if you don't know what that answer is or you've never done it, give Al Smith a call today, 303-744-1128.
Life is always changing. So you need an advisor like Golden Eagle Financial to stay on top of your retirement plan. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial has experience responding to all the changes that happen in life. New jobs, regulatory changes, family circumstances, unforeseen events. All these things are reasons to make adjustments to your retirement strategy. Al can help you stay on top of these changes and respond in a way that benefits your goals and plans for a purpose-filled retirement. You can't be confident in a piecemeal plan. You need a solid, time-tested strategy from an advisor with abundant experience. Learn all you need to know about shaping your financial future with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial by going to klzradio.com/money. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Investment, LLC, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Golden Eagle Financial Limited are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
live and local. Back to Rush to Reason.
All right, we will be back in a moment. We're going to do Movie Rental Hour with good, bad guys. Andy, specify that.
Okay, by bad guys, that doesn't mean that they have to be villains. And,
okay,
they can be jerks. They can be criminals. They can be people who have done bad things and the rough types. But a lot of times, that's the kind of person you need to get good done.
To get things straightened out, right?
Yep.
Sort of like Donald Trump. He's not a saint.
Well, I think a lot of people right now are excited about the idea of getting a guy like that to go in and, can I just say, kick some...
Yeah, and clean up. Clean house.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Andy. You know, you can say that. All right, we'll be right back. Hour number two is next. Don't go anywhere. Movie Rental Hour is next. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.